This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville.
A 20-year-old East Batesville man's been charged in Independence County Circuit Court with sexual indecency with a child. The court information says 20-year-old Derek D. Tharp committed the felony on September 16th, and the victim is a female under the age of 15. Court documents say the incident was observed by an independent witness. Tharp is now in jail in lieu of a $50,000 bond. There is still no word from federal officials on the raids last Friday morning at El Tres Amigos Mexican food restaurants in Mountain View, Batesville, Heber Springs, and Rosebud. That is, other than the fact that they're not commenting at this time. Temple Blackwood with the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Service in New Orleans, an agency known by its initials as ISIS, says the raids were part of an ongoing investigation, and ISIS does not comment on those investigations until completed. Blackwood said they do that to maintain the integrity of the investigation. We do know there were 29 people taken into custody in the raids, and we know that Homeland Security had a federal warrant for Jose Ruben Salero Salvina. The charge on the warrant was identity theft. Authorities say illegal immigration may also be an issue in the arrest. The vice president and general manager of the state's largest newspaper, the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, Nat Lee, will present the 2011-12 Hugh B. Patterson Lecture on Journalism at 7:30 tonight in Nucor Auditorium on the Lyon College campus in Batesville. Lee will talk about newspapers today and into the future. Admission is free, and you're invited. A Williford, Arkansas man was admitted to the White River Medical Center for emergency treatment Saturday evening after accidentally shooting himself in the foot. 64-year-old Eugene Thomas Cooney told authorities he was cleaning his .22 Magnum rifle when it accidentally discharged, striking him in the left foot. You can turn in your unused, unwanted, or expired pharmaceutical drugs for safe disposal Saturday, October 29th. It's during the National Take Back Initiative 3. You can drive up and drop off your medications, then be on your way. In Independence County, you can go to the Sheriff's Department office building at 1750 Myers Street between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Or you can check and see if the law enforcement agency in your area is participating. It's on the World Wide Web. Go to DEA.gov for a collection site near you. Ending the news on a good note, the Unilever plant in Jonesboro is planning a jobs-related announcement. Governor Mike Beebe is to be on hand this afternoon for the event at the factory. Beebe's office says a significant jobs announcement is planned. The $64 million hair care products plant was built by Alberto Culver and opened in 2008. The factory produces brands that include Tresemme, Nexus, Noxzema, St. Eve's, and Just For Me. The announcement is set for 2:30.
This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.